As you come to recognize the power of your consciousness, that what is behind your eyes, so to speak, holds more power than what appears in front of them, your inner and outer perceptions change. You cannot become compassionate with yourself without becoming compassionate with others, or with others without becoming compassionate with yourself. When you are compassionate with yourself and others, your world becomes compassionate. You draw to yourself other souls of like frequency, and with them you create, through your intentions and your actions and your interactions, a compassionate world. As you come to seek and see the virtues and strengths and nobilities of others, you begin to seek and see them in yourself also. As you draw to yourself the highest frequency currents of each situation, you radiate that frequency of consciousness and change the situation. You become more and more and more consciously a being of light. To become aware of the relationship between your consciousness and physical reality is to become aware of the law of karma, to see it in action. What you intend is what you become. If you intend to take as much from life and others as you can, if your thoughts are of taking instead of giving, you create a reality that reflects your intentions. You draw to yourself souls of like frequency, and together you create a taking reality. Your experiences then reflect your own orientation and validate it. You see the people around you as personalities who take rather than personalities who give. You do not trust them, and they do not trust you. The creative dynamic of intention, the relationship between intention and experience, underlies quantum physics, our species' most profound attempt to comprehend physical phenomena from the perspective of the five sensory personality. Quantum physics was born of an intense and cumulative effort to understand the nature of physical light. It is possible to build a device that reveals the wave-like nature of light, that causes light to produce phenomena that can only be produced by waves. It is also possible to make a device that detects particles of light, as though they were tiny pellets, and to measure the force of the impact of each particle. Yet it is not possible for light to be described as a wave phenomenon and a particle phenomenon at the same time. In other words, it is not possible to describe the nature of light, literally, the shape of physical light, apart from the experimental apparatus that is used to determine it. And this depends upon the intention of the experimenter.